This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Staff Sergeant Michael Williams recently left the Air Force. He served 6 years overseas, and he thought he'd be able to find a civilian job back home quickly. Yeah, not so much. So far, he's had trouble getting potential employers even to respond. Williams lives in Denver. He's married with two young kids, and as part of our series Coming Home, he's here to talk about the challenges of finding a job after military service. Thanks so much for being with us.
No problem.
How long have you been looking for work?
I have been looking for work since December of 2011.
December 2011. Roughly. And how has that process been?
Well, I guess I can say I have a job, a part-time job at a wireless provider. So there's that. I am able to pay some of the bills and stay afloat. I haven't found my career, so I am still searching.
What do you want a career in, Michael?
Oh, well, my background in the Air Force was radio and television broadcasting and public relations, kind of all that wrapped up into one. So I'm looking for jobs in the public relations realm, maybe marketing or advertising, those kinds of things.
If people picture, like, Good Morning Vietnam, that's the kind of thing you did in Iraq.
I did do that in Iraq.
Yeah.
Had a good time doing it, too.
How many jobs would you say you've applied for?
Wow. At least 100.
Oh, wow.
Well into the hundreds. I've sent so many emails and resumes and cover letters out to the point where sometimes you wonder if you're applying for the same jobs over and over. I've had a couple of interviews, certainly not as many interviews as I would think in relation to the applications and resumes I've forwarded out.
Now, do you get the sense that this is because of just the bad economy? Lots of people are looking for these jobs. Do you think it has anything to do with your military background and some, I don't know,
yeah,
hesitation?
All of those things. Certainly is a combination of all those things, I personally think. When I explain to people what I did in the military, there is kind of a, that's not real public relations experience. It's not real media, marketing, whatever kind of experience. It's not real.
It doesn't match the traditional trajectory,
right,
that the other people applying for jobs have.
Right, exactly.
Well, let me just play devil's advocate here. Could they be right? In other words, is it possible that the military experience has made you ill-prepared for whatever the jobs are?
No, I don't think it's made me ill-prepared. I know that there are some jobs that I have tried to get that I wasn't prepared for just because I didn't do that in the military. There are some jobs that are kind of like more graphic design oriented, and I do have experience in that, but I'm not an expert in graphic design by any measure. The fact that I don't get it is probably more of a situation of, like I said, I'm not that 70% qualified. I'm, you know, maybe 65.
Are you surprised at how long it's taken you to find meaningful work?
I don't know that I'm surprised. I think the surprising part for me is how discouraged I felt on certain occasions. I felt like I was maybe stronger than this.
What do you mean?
You know, this month, for instance, I've kind of been without health insurance for my family. It's not a good feeling. And it's something I thought about, but I certainly thought at this point I would have something where I could at least have insurance. And I do. It's just that my insurance doesn't start until next week. And so every time someone gets a bump or a bruise, it's like your breath stops and you kind of go, please don't let this be the thing that just completely sinks my family.
Well, you're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. And you may know that for some time we've been talking about the experience of coming home from a war zone and what challenges lie ahead for soldiers who've been in Iraq and Afghanistan in a series we call Coming Home. And we're looking at specifically the idea of employment once you leave the military. And we're speaking with Staff Sergeant Michael Williams, who just recently left the Air Force and has been struggling to find work he's passionate about. Let's bring in Cliff Dykes. He works in Pueblo for the State Labor Department, and his job is to help veterans in the area find jobs. And Cliff, I wonder if Michael's story sounds familiar.
We hear it quite a bit. We're hearing it more, obviously, now, because more veterans are getting out of the service as the wars draw down. And we understand the frustration in getting out, especially if you've been in the military for a while and you've had that security, and now you're out, and it's a different world. There's no doubt about it. I myself am a retired military person. I got out in 2004, so I understand transition.
Cliff, it strikes me that there are two things going on here. One is, perhaps a reluctance among some employers to hire a veteran just because their background looks different. But we also have to be honest about the economy we're in, right? There's a kind of double whammy going on here.
It is. You're absolutely correct. It is very competitive for veterans and non-veterans alike. And it is sometimes difficult to make an employer understand how military skills and training can transfer to the type of business that they have. So that's part of what we do as veteran reps. It's my job to get out there and talk to businesses and be able to take the military jargon that I'm used to having used for almost 27 years and get out there and to be able to transfer that to something that they can understand in the business world, in the business sense.
Cliff, what's an example of when you've done that? So when you've taken the military jargon and the, you know, maybe something specifically related to weaponry or, you know, a certain aspect of deployment and translated that and all those acronyms that go along with it, you know, the military and its acronyms. Give me an example of that.
Well, one real simple example would be working for the railways, you know, Burlington Northern, Santa Fe's, the railways and railroad systems. We have a lot of contact with those companies because we consider them very military or vet friendly. And for a lot of our young soldiers or any soldier getting out who may have worked on a tank or worked around tanks or drove tanks or loaded those vehicles onto rail cars at rail yards, well, they had to go through the training, the safety training, the skills training to know how to work around or on a railway system to load equipment. So we help someone say, hey, I was a tanker. What does that mean? Well, we say, well, you were a tanker. You operated heavy equipment. And you rail loaded. You know how to work on the railway. You have some very good skills that Burlington Northern Santa Fe or some company may want to get you into an internship.
Michael, did you have this period of, I don't know, sitting down with either someone or yourself and just saying, okay, how do I build out of this a readable resume for this industry?
Certainly. They have a week-long, I guess you could call it a class, out at Buckley Air Force Base. That helps you in this process. And one of the parts in that process is demilitarizing your resume. So I went to that class twice, actually. And so, yes, I definitely sat down and made sure we got the jargon out there instead of calling myself a NCOIC, you know, non-commissioned officer in charge. Call yourself a supervisor and call it a day.
I would not have known what an NCOIC translated to.
Right.
And Cliff, when you were talking about, say, Burlington Northern, you made it sound like that's an employer you have a relationship with. They're interested in hiring veterans. But what happens if it's a company you don't have that kind of relationship with or that isn't seeking veteran workers?
If they're not actively seeking them, it's part of what I do and part of what we try to do here is to go out there and talk to them. If I have a company who comes to Pueblo and we have several new companies, I'm going to go out there and we're going to go talk to them and find out what they do, what kind of people they're looking for, and then talk to them about the idea of hiring a veteran and what veterans bring to the table other than those hard skills. They have a lot of great, what we call soft skills, that's what we try to sell and talk to the employers about.
Michael, what are those skills? I mean, does that sound familiar?
Yeah, I know in my particular situation that is very important. My hard skills in the Air Force were not traditional military skills. I didn't do anything with tanks or flying airplanes or anything like that. So my soft skills definitely have to shine.
And what are those?
Just being able to articulate myself, being able to communicate as a function of my work in the military, but also as a supervisor over other troops. I've supervised over 13 people, and I'm not even 30 yet. I think that's pretty good. So those kinds of things.
That's right.
Yeah.
What are other soft skills you talk about, Cliff?
Well, the great thing is, just like Michael was saying, he has these leadership skills. They have a great work ethic. They're not a Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, punch the clock, watch the clock type of people. If you need them to work a little longer, they will do that. That's what they're used to doing. They take initiative. They don't have to always be told to go do this or that. They see something that needs to be done. They normally will go do that. And they're very quick as far as learning. The training in the military changes so often, and our veterans, our military people have to change with it so they can learn technology quickly.
But isn't there the flip side to that, or at least the fear of it? So an employer thinking this employee is going to have PTSD or a traumatic brain injury, is going to be volatile. or extra work for me. Are there fears like that you have to deal with, Cliff? And realities about
that? It is a definite reality. Normally, when a veteran gets to me, they're work ready. And if they've had a need for time to talk to someone or go through whatever issues that they have, those are taken care of before they actually get to me. So that when I go out and talk to an employer, I can go out there and say, yes, they've been under stressful situations, but these people are dealing with this stress. They're great under pressure. They've proven that. And these people are willing and ready to go to work for you.
Aren't there tax incentives for businesses that hire veterans?
Absolutely. There's several different categories of veterans that employers, if they hire them and they keep them employed, then they get a fairly significant tax break. When I say significant, it can be anywhere from a $2,400 to a $9,600 tax credit for one tax year. And if they hire more than one vet who fits one of those categories, they can actually stack them on top of each other and to the point where they may not have any tax liability, federal tax liability.
Well, you keep applying for jobs.
Yes.
More than 100 already, and that hasn't deterred you.
No, it hasn't. I have a strong faith in God and strong faith in myself. I have a strong sensibility about, I think, what my parents prepared me to be in my life, and that is to seek success. And that's only been reinforced by the fact that I've been in the Air Force now, so... No, it hasn't deterred me. Like I said, there are days where I'm just like, this is just not going to happen. I'm going to be here forever. But then there's other days where you go, okay, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I just have to keep pressing.
That's Michael Williams, a veteran who's looking to start a civilian career. We also spoke with Cliff Dykes, who works for the State Labor Department in Pueblo. Now, if you're an employer or are in charge of hiring, we'd like to know about any experiences you have bringing on vets. Go to CPR.org, head over to the Public Insight Network, and share what you know. We'll pick this subject up again Monday with a mentoring program called Boots to Suits. Veterans enrolled at CU Denver pair up with local business people for career help. One of the mentors is a TV news director who's helping an Iraq War veteran get into communications.
I looked at his experience and I thought, here's a guy who would train men and women to handle a chemical, biological, or nuclear attack. And my first thought was, this is definitely not a guy who's going to get flustered by a 5 o'clock news deadline.
So that's on Monday from our series Coming Home.